She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
It's the holiday season, so whoop-de-whoop, or whatever the song says. I'm Lisa Davis, and Andrea Donsky is off today. Well, the holiday season can be fun, but it can also be very stressful. Family situations, what am I going to get people? I don't have the money to get stuff. Why is there so much stuff? It's just on and on. So it's so important to shift your consciousness to create a more peaceful holiday season. And here to tell us how is a fabulous shaman, Isabella Stoloff, the traveling shaman, I should say. Hello, Isabella. Welcome back.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you for having me. This year, man, has been a whirlwind. It's like ever since you asked me to be on the show on a monthly basis, I've been able to get pretty much here every single time. But it's like, whoosh, no, you're in Spain. Now you're in Holland. Now you're in Italy. Now you're in England. Now you're in Bali. Here you are with your group in Peru. And you're going to Cancun with a group in February and back to England for a writer's retreat in Glastonbury in June. So the energy, as I think we were talking about at the beginning of the year, was going to be very fast-paced if we caught that wave and tuned into our purpose and let it take us. And since I've been doing this work now for so long, I was able to just let go and do that. I'm very, very grateful. But it seems now we're coming here at the end. I've got to slow down. We've got the holidays coming. And I think, what are people needing to shift right now? What are you guys out there thinking about? I know I'm thinking about my family, cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I really love to cook. Not all my family likes to show up. And I, you know, in the past, guys, listen to how I shift my consciousness. I will say in the past, it was a struggle for me. It was a challenge for me because I wanted everybody to show up the way I wanted everybody to show up and have that, you know, beautiful Thanksgiving that you see on television. For many of us, that's not the truth. For many of us, everybody wants to go do their own thing. So my choice this holiday season is to do what I want to do what makes me feel best, and that everyone can show up or not show up, and I'm going to practice non-attachment. So that's the first tip I'd like to give. Do what you want to do. Second tip, practice non-attachment.
Yeah, talk to us about that, especially because right now, I mean, like I said, with all the shopping and the buying, I'm like, don't we all have too much stuff already? Like, and we're so attached to it. And so now you're saying practice non-attachment. It's really imperative. Talk to us about this.
Right. So clear the clutter. You know, I always say clear the clutter of your mind, but clear the clutter of your closets. I would, when my youngest daughter was very small, around this time, we started to clean out the toys. And I said, take all of your toys that you no longer use. Take all of the clothes that you have outgrown. Let's really minimize. Let's make way for this new year. Let's give to the poor. Let's go shopping for the poor, or let's give them our things. And because there were many times that we were the poor, you know, we were at the chiropractor office and he was, you know, we were getting gifts. And I think that now if you can get that as a tradition in your family, it's a beautiful tradition to have. If you have nothing and you have to go and be gifted like I did, be open to receive. Don't take what you don't need. Only take that what is necessary and find something of your own, perhaps, to give. And really co-creating Christmas. This is, I was on the radio show on Awakening Code last night, and that came up, co-creating Christmas. And I thought, isn't that great? Well, even if you're doing Hanukkah or other kind of holidays, how can you get together this holiday season and say, enough is enough with the consumerism? We have everything we need, and why don't we take that money, put it in a jar, and travel together next year? Why don't we take that money that we would spend on presents and get the kids involved in gifting? You know, and again, if you have nothing, we used to go, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. I've always made dream boards, vision boards. I was very big on it for 20 years. They really do work, you guys. I have a YouTube channel, Isabella Stoloff. Go find, creating a vision board, and I've got a little video on teaching you how to do that. And my daughter and I would literally go, when we lived in Moscow, Idaho, to Dipsy dumpsters, you know, the big trash cans, and find all the old magazines. And we would take those old magazines, we'd cut them out, we'd get cheap glue, we had a pair of scissors, we didn't have much of anything, and we would create these vision boards. And I'm telling you, Lisa, and our radio listeners, it really, really works. So even if you don't have much, just shifting your consciousness around that even, you know, rather than saying, oh, I can't afford this, I like to shift my language to say, I choose to use my money in this way instead. And I think the idea of taking a trip together or doing something as a family and having all the other family members that just, you know, give, like, let's take our money and put it towards something else. Let's stop buying into this American, you know, consumerism type of energy. Mute your commercials. Get your kids outside and away from the television that's telling them they need that new toy. Clean out their closets. Clear out even your own. I love, you know, going through my own clothes at this time of year. What can I get rid of? What haven't I worn? Let's downsize. Really?
I agree.
Your consciousness and downsize.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because honestly, and I probably sound like the Scrooge or the Grinch, but I honestly wish the holidays are like every 5 years because it's always the same thing. It's like, how is it Christmas again already? What? We have to do this all over again? I'm thinking, 5 years from now is fine. So obviously I need to shift my consciousness and try to enjoy it more because I do kind of see it as just like kind of a hassle. So I think it's important.
Yeah. But if you look at the essence,
I'm just being honest.
True. I do too. So this is why I wanted to talk about it. If we can come from this essence of love, rather than it being this religious holiday, rather than it being this consumerism holiday, rather than it being whatever, create your own idea of what you want for the holidays. Do what you want to do. Create new traditions. Make it a joyous time. Don't go to the mall in all that craziness. You know, I'm not a huge shopper anyway. So, you know, just stuff. We, you know, at this age, at our place and time, you know, we want health, we want wellness, we want to focus on that which is love and light and how to bring more prosperity and generosity to the vibration of our family. So that's what I'd like to leave you guys with, is shifting your consciousness out of that, oh God, I can't believe this is another holiday I'm going to have to go through. No, I'm going to do something magical. I'm going to bring the magic of the holidays back. I'm going to bring magic into my house. I'm going to light a candle. I'm going to connect with my family. I'm not going to rush here and there trying to do more than I can, you know, put too much on my credit card that then I have to deal with because the property taxes and income taxes are right behind it. You know, we are all living that. You know, it's like every year I'm like, oh my gosh, I just overspent and now I've got the property taxes are due and income taxes are due. And, you know, let's all stop, breathe. So if I have a second, how long do I have?
You have about 30 seconds, hon.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So if you missed this, please go on my Facebook, Shaman Isabella Stoloff, and find last night's radio show on Awakening Code. The podcast will be out soon. And this is more in depth. It's a 2-hour show. But here we go. I want everyone to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Big, deep breath. I want you to imagine a beautiful, still lake. And in the middle of that lake, you sit on a boat. And all around you are the Peruvian mountains, the snow-capped mountains of Peru. Feel the sun shining on you on that still, still lake. And feel the reflection of stillness in your soul.
That is beautiful. Be sure to check out Isabella Stoloff at Isabella Stoloff. Thank you so much for listening. Be well, and be sure to check out Radio MD and Naturally Savvy all the time. Thank you.